Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A hallelujah stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little Gideon may be even strange, but praise is the way.
Praise on the Inside by Jay Mo. And I just want to say good evening to everyone, and God bless each of you that's tuning in on tonight. I thank God for Jesus. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane, founder of When the Walks of Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I just want to encourage you tonight, and I want to once again thank you that's joining in with me on tonight, and I'm so delighted in the things that God is doing in this ministry and how he's using me as his vessel. And I know we're going to go through some trying times right now, and I know that I need to let you know that God sees it all. But that does not take away the pain that we endure day after day. And we hear it all the time, well, God will take care of it. But you got to know through it all, God will see us through. And we should bless the Lord at all times. His praises should always be continually in our mouth. Did you hear J Moss? He said the praise on the inside. And we got to have that praise on the inside, no matter what it looks like. Because, see, we got to let the enemy know that what he's doing is just a short time that he's going to be able to continue to do that. And as long as we praise the Lord, he's going to see us through. He's going to make the enemy get back, and the enemy is going to have to flee. And that's why it's so important for us to exalt him forevermore. That's why it's so important for us to praise him regardless of what's going on. We got to learn to lean closer to Jesus, and we got to let him embrace all our hurt, our disappointment, even sickness, and watch his miracle working power bring us out of all of that. We got to trust him. We got to call on him. We got to acknowledge him. And then we can watch the manifestation of his glory. Jesus Christ bore all our sins, our iniquity, and our sickness, and he took it to the cross. How can you not acknowledge him for what he has done in your life? Let us praise him. Let us magnify his holy name, because he is worthy as a lamb, and he's worthy to be praised. And it is my prayer that this message blesses you. I just want you to give me a minute of your time, and let's hear what God is saying to us. Amen. And before I get exactly into the word of God, I'm going to play another song. And this song is going to be Broken But Healed by Byron Tate.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Be proud and trust the man that's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and and the broken
man, your broken head, and the miracle to fit your need.
What's the trouble?
What you got here,
you will hear it. Oh, yes, you will.
Lord, and
that you'll have
your healing.
I'm counting on miracles to see tonight
is speak a word to your mountain. Speak a word to your mountain. It's very tough to take a step of faith, especially when you feel down, especially when you're feeling down and out. And deep inside, we all like to think that if we obey God and do what he tells us to do, then things may be tough, but they will work out somehow. And all the time, we don't look at it that way because we're looking at the situation and we're not looking for God to help us through the situation. Sometimes we may look at our life and we may look at, well, what's going on with me? Why is all these things happening to us? And then sometimes we may feel like, I just give up. It looks like nothing is coming together, and it all seems to be impossible. And oftentimes we look for answers from people who have their own problems, and we come to a dead end with them. Some things are because we didn't trust God in the first place. We went to everyone else first, and then we find out it is God who stands waiting for you to come to him. When are we going to realize that God is the only problem solver and the only one who knows all about our troubles? Because he created us. He knows every strain of hair on our head. He knew us even before we knew ourselves. I want you to know tonight we serve a God who knows all things, especially the secret things. Many times we ask the question, if God has forgotten about us, or have God left me? We got to remember that God's way is not the way we look at things. We got to remember God has his own time to do what he has to do for us. Because God takes the impossible and he makes it possible. You got to believe that he's able. You got to know that God is more than able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly, speedily more than what we can ask or desire. We sometimes need to line up according to God's will. Sometimes we are not in the right position to receive from God. And sometimes we think that we don't have to do anything, but sometimes we got to do something. We got to prove ourselves to God. Even though he already know what we are made of, he already know our thoughts, he already know our heart, but he needs to hear from us to be assured that we do know. We need to learn to not to say that we hope that God will do things in our circumstances. We got to be assured, and we can't never doubt. Always believe that he will, that he can, and you name it, and God will deposit it. And all of this comes with a price. It comes with fasting and prayer. We should say if we just have faith as a mustard seed, you have the authority and the power to speak to any situation in your life. Tell God about it and let him give you the strength. Let him give you the wisdom, the boldness, and the direction to overcome any situation. And sometimes we want the mountain to move. But you need to realize another mountain is coming in its place. And as long as the enemy is around, he's always lurking, trying to cause us turmoil and negative forces. And you can let the enemy know that he has no authority over you. The victory is yours before he comes near you. You are covered in the blood of Jesus. You are armored with all the kingdom gear to fight the war. In other words, you must face and confront the situation. You must command your mountains to line up to your expectation. The mountain is there to make you aware that you have an unbearable situation that you need to confront. We got to learn to launch out in the deep. Isn't that what Jesus told Peter, who was supposed to be a professional fisherman? They had been fishing all night, and they caught nothing. So Jesus told them, cast your net on the right side of the boat. And after doing it, like Jesus told him, there was so much fish in the net, it was hard to contain it. Peter had given up. He saw the impossibility to catch any fish. Jesus showed Peter the possibility of catching many fish. Our unbelief can cause us to stumble. It can cause us to fall. We can sometimes hinder our own blessings by not believing. Sometimes we need to have someone to agree with us. And we always need Jesus to give us direction. We must believe in Jesus. And we must believe that nothing is impossible through him. God is not asleep. Neither is he blind. He sees your condition. You are his royal priesthood, his chosen generation. You call out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been carefully molded and created for his glory, not for your pastor glory, not for your kids glory, not for your mother and father glory, but for his glory. And that's God's precious moment with you. I want to tell you tonight, never let problems try to make you be anything else, because you are the son and the daughter of the Most High God. Jesus came into the world to save us, and he left us in this world to save others. And as I study in Matthew's 19th chapter, Jesus told his disciples, with men it is impossible, but with God all things is possible. Jesus was explaining to the disciples that it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I know the question is being asked, why is it hard? Well, many don't want to give up their possession. Many are consumed with their possession. Many have made their possessions their idol. Earlier in this chapter, there was this rich man. He wanted to know what he must do to have eternal life. Jesus said to him, sell all your possessions and follow me. He didn't want to give up anything. He'd rather go to hell instead of heaven. Jesus' example was about, who can be saved? We cannot be saved unless we are willing. We got to give up our sinful lifestyle. We got to give up our unloving ways. We got to give up our wickedness. We got to give up unforgiving hearts. And we got to sometimes give up all the worldly possessions that has taken us to another level and out of God's will. We must be willing to follow Jesus through relationship. You can't trust man to see you through your situations. That is impossible. But I want you to know that tonight with God, all things are possible. God can refresh you. He can renew you. He can transform you. He can deliver you. He can make you whole. Will you trust him on tonight? Will you be willing to give up all that you have to follow him? Because in the end, we can't take it with us anyway. Once we are called to glory, enjoy all that God allows and bless you with while here on earth. But do not allow it to overtake you. And one way to know that your possession is not greater than God is to not be selfish and to share with the less fortunate, to help others. I am a believer, the more we give, the more God gives back to us. We got to enter into the holiness of God. We got to let him do a work through us and in us. We got to love each other. We got to stand up for Jesus, for he is our friend. And I rarely know when a discouraging circumstance is preparing. We rarely know when a discouraging circumstance coming our way. But I can assure you, you will know when it has arrived, because you get so uncomfortable, your spirit just gets stirred up and confused, and you don't know which way is up, which way is down. You don't know which way to go. Sometimes you turn in a circle, but when you settle yourself down and say, Jesus, he's going to make it all right. Sometimes we will find ourselves asking, why is it happening to me? Many will try to tell you that what's happening to you is so devastating that it's impossible for you to come out. But God says through him, you coming out. We naturally tend to see life with our own understanding when things are not going the way we think it should. We naturally spend hours worrying or asking questions regarding our life, our children, our husband, our wife, our money, our bills, our health, and just life, period. Don't get me wrong. we should be concerned, but we should be careful that our possessions is not greater than God. We should be careful to know God already said, worry not. He said that he can feed the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. What more he won't do for you? And I want you to not misconstrue what I'm saying, because, yes, God wants us to have possession and stuff, but he don't want us to worship it over him. We do have a tendency to worry about that, which seems impossible. But we got to get out of God's way, and we got to know once we get out of God's way that it's going to be all right. We got to know all things is possible with him. Remember, God is your beginning. He's your end. Anything we ask in his name, he will provide. We got to be a part in everything we think, desire, and plan. And, you know, sometimes we find ourselves saying things such as, Lord, you didn't bring me this far to cause me to fail. But do you really believe that God didn't bring you through all of that tragedy? Whatever may be going on in your life, it is not there to stay. It is just passing through. Sometimes it's to get our attention. Sometimes it's to give us strength. Sometimes it's to build our faith. Sometimes it's to build our trust. And we got to believe it in our heart. Jesus is telling us all we have to do is call upon him. He said, pray to him, and he will hear you. Jesus wants us to seek him, and you will find him. He's not hard to find. He's not a million miles away. He's very near to you. Call upon Jesus whenever you need him. I speak to your current mountain. I speak to all those things that distract you. You got to seek him with all your heart. When you find the help in the Lord, he will give you his love. He will hug you. He will adore everything about you. And sometimes we just need him to embrace us. Sometimes we just need the closeness of knowing that he's there. Because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's our refuge and our in time of need. So whenever you're feeling lonely, whenever you're discouraged, whenever you're confused, look to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our life, and he loves us so much. We need to learn that seeking God will save us a lot of heartache, disappointment, and trust has been set up for your failure. Life is so short, and we come quickly, and we leave quickly. That's why we need to realize how precious the gift of life is to us and how blessed we are to be here. I encourage you tonight to live your life to the fullest, even if it begins in small beginnings. Stick it out and see what the end brings you. Do not go through life complaining about your misfortune. Do not focus only on yourself. Do not be blind to all the beauty that God has placed in our path. Just know that God will give you strength to speak to your mouth. If you have that small faith of a mustard seeds are small, but your God is bigger. And I say to each one of you, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Closing in prayer. Thank you, Father, for the word that went forth. And I pray, God, that anyone don't know you as their Lord and Savior. I ask, God, that they will surrender unto you and ask for your forgiveness and that you will cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Lord, I thank you, God, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son so that we may have life. Father, I pray, God, for eternal life when they surrender unto you, God, that you will give them beauty for their ashes. Oh, God, that you will take them and embrace them, Lord. Father, that you will remake them, that they will become a new creation in you, God. Oh, Father, time is not on our hands. It is on your hands. And we must come quickly, asking what we must do to be saved. I pray for every unsaved person in this nation. I even pray for those that say they are Christian and that they know you, God. Father, that they will have a closer relationship with you. Oh, God, that they will not just be hearers but doers of your word. Father, and I ask under the sound of my voice and by the move of your Holy Spirit and consuming fire that every person that's on this line that needs you, God, that you will just touch them, God, in whatever situation they are dealing with, God, that you will give them revelation, you will give them knowledge, God, you will let them know that you care for them. Thank you that your word went forth. I thank you that you reveal our hearts to ourselves. Lord, that we will repent right now if we've done anything against you that's unpleasant in your sight. Lord, cleanse us and deliver us and make us whole, God. Father, I pray if there is any conviction in our spirit, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and I thank you right now, God, that you're gearing us up and you're giving us the power and authority to speak to our mountains, God, because we know that the mountains can be devolved, God, by you, God. Father, I thank you right now that we can confront our mountains and we can release it all to you, God, and that you will move those mountains, God, in the way that you see fit. Oh, God, we are asking you, God, to please help us, Lord. Help us in our doubt and unbelief, God. Help us to trust you more. Help us to have the faith to know that faith without works is dead, that we must move by your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you are worthy to be praised. Although the world is in a critical state of mess, we have put all our trust in you, Lord, because we know you hold it all in your hand. Oh, God, you already prophesied that you will release blessings like Federal Express, that you will do it for us, Lord. We need all that you have for us. We receive it by faith. We receive the finances, the healing, the restoration, the increase, and your wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against flu epidemic that's passing around in our nation. We confound it, and we believe, God, and we know, God, that you can contain it. You can put it in a box that we're covered in the blood of Jesus. Our body will line up according to your word. And no disease and no bacteria will enter into our body. We come against flu right now. We curse it right now. We tell flu you must go and you must not contract and contaminate our people. Oh, God, I thank you right now by Jesus Christ. We are healed. Anyone that does get the flu, God, that you will touch their body, God, that you will breathe on them. And, Lord, that they will be healed, that the flu will not overtake them. Oh, God, I lift up your holy name. We honor you today, God, forevermore. And we're going to give you the praise. We worship you. We bless your holy name. Lord, as I exit from this prayer, I'll never exit from you. I hold you dear to my heart, God. And I just give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen. I thank God for the word that went forth. And I'm going to open up the phone lines if anybody care to share something with us. We'll be more than glad to hear what's on your heart, anything pertaining to the message that went forth. If you want to add something to that, we would like your input. The call in number 323-792-2979. That number is 323-792-2979. And you press 1, it'll bring you in queue, and you can share whatever it is that is on your heart. I welcome you to do so. You're more than welcome to do so. If you don't have anything that you would like to share with us, I just want to say God bless you. And this week is still early, and we have some more days to go in this week. And I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that every day you rise up with expectation. I pray that you will keep Jesus in your life and that you will lean on him for whatever help that you need. Because Jesus says he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he said anything we ask in his name, he will do it. And don't be afraid to ask Jesus for anything. Sometimes we look at, I don't want to worry God. But God wants us to worry him. He'd rather us worry him than to just be isolated and worry ourselves to death, because he got it all. He has the substance. He's the substance of everything we need. And so I pray for those that work, that has jobs, I pray that the atmosphere will be conducive to you, to give you peace and be able to get through your day. Those that's retired, I pray that you will get your rest, peaceful rest, because Jesus, he said, peace I leave with you, peace I leave with the world. And so had a good time today. We starting up a prayer bandwagon, and it was very, very anointed. And I mean, we prayed our heart out, and we know God's going to move. We know he's going to move, because I want you to understand, no prayer goes unanswered. God answers every prayer that's prayed that's righteous. And we sometimes may want it to be answered one way, but he may see fit to answer it another way. But however he answers it, you've got to be satisfied and know that God knows best. And so I bless you tonight, and I pray for you, and you pray for me. And even though I'm battling the sickness that I'm battling, I'm not going to let it overtake me. I'm going to keep on serving the Lord, and I'm going to keep on doing what the Lord has told me that I need to do. And when it's over, it's over. But until it's over, I'm going to keep pushing and praying and preaching the word and prophesying and encouraging and just speak to my mountain, because I know I got many more mountains that's going to come up, but I speak to them all right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you so much for tuning in, and may God just richly, richly bless you. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with When the Walk of Jesus Ministry, and I just want you to be so very blessed. And until we meet again, same time, same time.